This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was money in the American Rescue Plan to provide debt relief for farmers of color. Most of those payments have yet to go out because white farmers have filed suit claiming discrimination. 2 years ago, though, when the debt relief plan was first announced, we had Dwayne Goldman on to talk about it. He's a senior advisor for racial equity to the Secretary of Agriculture. So given the continued delays in those payments, we called him up again. Dr. Goldman, thanks for coming on.
Great to be here, Kai.
So let me ask you, first of all, you're a practicing farmer in addition to doing all the policy stuff that we'll get to in a minute. How are things on the farm these days?
It was a challenging year. We had lots of rain early on that made getting the crop in kind of challenging. And then rains in, in June that were really helpful. And now it's hot and dry and we're trying to keep everything watered and coming along and things are looking pretty well.
Good. Good, good. I imagine all the policy work you do and the advising you do at the Department of Agriculture keeps you pretty busy and as you said, away from the farm. I do want to note, though, that these are challenging times, not just for you as a farmer, but for you as a guy who now has to convince black farmers in this economy that the Department of Agriculture is on their side, because it's difficult for black farmers to get the resources that they believe they have been promised from the federal government.
Right. You're spot on, Mr. Ryssdal. I mean, it is challenging, and some of the hurdles that we've encountered as we've been marching toward a more equitable USDA has heightened the challenges. But we continue to make steady progress towards working with black farmers and all of our customers on making sure that we show up the right way, or addressing their needs, their concerns in a way that is meaningful to them. Farming is a lovely occupation, but it's very diverse. And so, it's certainly not a one-size-fits-all approach, particularly when you look at the diversity of our producers and their unique backgrounds. But, we do continue to make steady progress.
As you look at your, are they customers, clients? I don't know. But as you look at black farming in this economy, what do you suppose their biggest challenges are?
A couple of them. On the one hand, I've heard it said that when other farmers get a cold, black farmers get pneumonia.
Oh, man.
And that's to point out that because of some of the disparities that's well established in the history of black farmers in this country, you do find a set of customers that have been left out of key opportunities. And we find ourselves trying to deal with those disparities. And so you asking about my little farm, the fact that we're now set up to irrigate, for instance, there's still a gap in irrigation among black farmers. And that means that when drought comes, a lot of them find themselves in positions where they're not able to respond, so that you get behind and it gets harder and harder to adapt and keep production where it needs to be in order to sustain an operation. And as we get serious about this work, we find ourselves trying to invest in policies that will really help improve infrastructures that will make all of our farmers more resilient. And that's certainly important to black farmers.
You strike me, Dr. Goldman, and look, we've never met and we've spoken exactly twice. You strike me as a guy who doesn't like to sit in an office, but rather would get out and talk to people. So I'm right, okay? You'd rather get out and talk to people and maybe walk their land with them. And I guess my question is, and please don't take this pejoratively, but how do you get them to trust you when the misdeeds on the part of the federal government and the Department of Agriculture go back decades, if not more, in the treatment of black farmers in this economy?
It can be tough. Mm-hmm. I've had the opportunity to spend time with some of our farmers who are literally pissed off. And it's not unwarranted. What I have to remind myself is, Dwayne, they're pissed off at the system, not necessarily you, even though it gets hard to separate those sometimes, okay? Yeah. But the one thing that I've learned from engaging in those kinds of discussions is that eventually you'll come to common ground. When you can shift the conversation from complaints and criticisms to solutions, that's when we start to make progress. I mean, growing up as a third generation farmer in Southern Arkansas, I can now look back on our history and see some of the missed opportunities. I can see things that were afforded to some folks in our community, some of our white neighbors, that my dad really didn't have a realistic chance at. Mm-hmm. And it's those kinds of things, it's those kinds of observations that I think lends a little bit of credibility to the work that we're trying to do and helps us, you know, on our path to equity.
Dr. Dwayne Goldman is a senior advisor for racial justice and equity at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, also a farmer, so he knows what he's talking about. Dr. Goldman, thanks for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Always a pleasure, Mr. Rizdahl.